Today's Shiur Mishabura Yoimi is Simen Lamed Gimel, Sif Aleph. We're starting the dinim of Tikkunei Tefillin, fixing the Tefillin, v'din haRetzuos, and the dinim of Retzuos. In Miskalkel Or Shal Shnei Batim, Mibatei HaRosh, Ze Eitzal Ze. Cases where the leather of two of the mini Batim of the Shel Rosh, again, you have four mini Batim within the overall Shel Rosh, the ones that are next to each other, for example, you have 1, 2, 3, 4. So if we're talking here where the leather, for example, of two of the batim that are next to each other, either one next to two, two next to three, three next to four, got a little ruined or ripped, imat tefillin yishanim, if we're dealing with old tefillin, then psulim, and these tefillin are pasul, because it's reflective of the fact that the tefillin is going. It's past its prime, past its time. Bimheim chadashim, but if it's filling our chadash, we'll see what that means. Chadashim then ksherim. Kozman she'or moshev habatim kayim. What does that mean? It means as long as the leather of the base of the batim is around, then it's going to be kosher if we're dealing with tefillin chadashim. If they're yeshanim, if they're dealing with tefillin yeshanim, we'll see what this all means. Then, if they're next to each other, the batim, the mini batim, and these mini batim are torn, then the tefillin will be pasul. If chadash, if they're new, then as long as the moshav habatim, the base of the batim, otherwise known as the titaira that we've discussed, is kayam, then it will be kasher, even if niskalkel or shalshnei batim, even if something happened to the leather of those two mini batim. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Niskalkel, perish, shenifsak v'nasa kera. What does niskalkel mean? It means it got split, it got torn, mibatei harosh, from the batim of the shel rosh, right, the mini batim of the shel rosh. Aval, imnasa kera, shel yad. However, if there's a tear in the bias of the shel yad, that's pasul l'kulei alma, that's going to be pasul according to everybody, b'chol in, no matter what. Avshati Torah Kayames. Even if the base is Kayam, even if the base is totally intact, even if it's Chadashim, it's going to be a problem on the Shel Yad. The Lo Dami the Shel Rosh, and this is not comparable to the Shel Rosh, the Nishtaya Ba'od Al Kolpanim Eze Batim Shleimim. This is not comparable to the Shel Rosh, which even if you have two Batim that are damaged, that are torn out of the four, you have other batim shleimim, you have other full mini batim that are shleimim, that are kasher, that will possibly kasher it depending on the scenario. If you're dealing with chadashim, and you're dealing with the moshav batim akayim, gimel, ze eitzel ze, if the mini batim are next to each other, like for example, you're talking about two batim out of the four that got a kera, that got a tear, that were next to each other. Ratzala lomar, da'abatim heim smuchim zelazeh. These mini batim are next to each other. Avalim einak smuchim, but if the tears are not next to each other, kagon, shekara echad ba'bayis sheni, where one of the tears is in bayis sheni, bidafno, hayyamini. Afilu, go back a second. Afilu im einak kroim smuchim. He's saying, if the batim are next to each other, the tears are not right next to each other. As long as the batim that the tears are in are next to each other, it's going to be a problem. Kagon, for example, shekera echad ba'bayis hasheni. What do we mean by where the krayim are not smuchim, but the batim are smuchim? So you have one tear on the second bayis, bidafno ayamini, on the right side of this, of the second bias, the kera hasheni, and the second tear is in the bias hashlishi, loshna bedafna yamini, whether it's on the right dofen, o hasmali, or it's on the left dofen. So therefore there'll be a tremendous distance between the tears, right? Because if you have the tear of the bias sheni in the yamini, in the right wall of the bayis sheni, and the tear of the bayis shlishi in the left wall, that means that there are two walls. That means the left wall of the Sheni and the right wall of the Shlishi that are totally intact. Okay, but still the bottom are next to each other. Okay, vafilu im kara zelamala vezelamata. Even if one tear is higher than the other one, they're not exactly parallel. Vekol shekein, and for sure im shneim ba'avir echad zeh keneged zeh. And for sure, if they're on the same level next to each other, the puzzle. So these are all going to be scenarios according to this opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that if you have tefillin yeshanim and you have the two batim next to each other that have the tear, it's going to be puzzle no matter on which side of the wall of the batim the tear is. As long as the batim are next to each other, it's going to puzzle in tefillin yeshanim. Mishnah Brura Dalit, yeshanim psulim, dekvar niskalkol machmas yashanim. This opinion holds, we'll see the Ramah has a different opinion, but this opinion in the Shulchan Aruch holds that if you're dealing with old tefillin, then the tears are reflective of the fact that the tefillin are old and it's past its prime, and that's why it's puzzle. The Hayesh Omrim that we're going to see in the Ramah coming up, Svira Lula Hefech. We're going to see in the Ramah is going to have an opinion that says just the opposite. In fact, let's take a break and look at the Ramah. Ramah, Haga, Gam habatim tzrichim liyos kayamim, ela shenikru ktsas. We're back to the Ramah on top in the Shulchan Aruch. Gam habatim tzrichim liyos kayamim. The Ramah holds that the batim on the outside has to be kayamim. Right? The Shulchan Aruch does not distinguish between if the tear is in the inside where it can't be seen or on the outside. The Ramah seems to say that the only time we're talking that it's going to be okay, these tears in Batim Chadashim, is if the tears are in the inside. If the tears are on the outside and it can be seen on the outside of the Shal Rosh, then for sure it's going to be puzzle even by Chadashim. The cases where it was Nikru Ktsas, it was torn a little bit on the inside. That's the Beis Yosef's Shita. Believe it or not, and the Ramah is quoting from the, not the Beis Yosef Shita, but what the Beis Yosef brings down. And the Beis Yosef himself didn't bring it down, in the Shulchan Aruch, but now the Ramah is. But then the Ramah goes on, this is what the Mishnah Brura was referring to, the Eish Omrim Lehefech. And there are those that say the opposite, that the Yeshanim Ksherim, that when you're dealing with old tefillin, and you have these tears in the two batim next to each other, it's going to be kosher. Uvachadoshim psulim. But in new tefillin, that's where you're going to have a problem if the tefillin when a skalkel, the batim when a skalkel, one next to the other. That's where it's going to be psulim, in chadoshim. So now go back to the Mishnah Brura. We were in the middle of Sif Katan Dalid, and he says, Dibachadoshim, right? He says, V'yayesh omrim svir lula hefech. The yesh omrim, right, the first line in the Mishnah Brura Dalit, the Yesh Omim learns just the opposite of the Shita in the Shulchan Aruch, and hold that Bechadoshim Igloi Milsa. In new tefillin, it is makes apparent that Deor Mekukalhu, the fact that there's a tear, the fact that it got worn, shows that what? That in Chadoshim you're dealing with faulty leather. Came into Mizman Mua Nikru, from the fact that in such a short time, it tore. Va'afilu Echad Lo Shaicha, Elu Ato. So again, so that's the other opinion. The other opinion says that the Chadoshim is worse, because that's reflective of faulty leather. While the opinion in the Shulchan Aruch held that old tefillin is worse when it has a kara, because it's showing that it's worn down and it's past its prime. Now the Mishnah Brura goes on, Vafilu Echad Lo Shaichu Shaichi Elu Atamim. And the halacha is, even if these reasons are not around, for example, let's say you go with the Shulchan Aruch, we're still in the Shulchan Aruch, who says Yeshanim Psulim, that old tefillin are puzzle if you have tears in Batim next to each other. So he says, even if these Tamim, Even if the reasoning, like again, the reasoning by Yishanim is that it's reflective of the fact that the tefillin is worn down. So he says, what happens if the reasons aren't around anymore? Kagon, or the reasons aren't around in these tears? Kagon shenase akera al yedei sakin. Let's say the tear was based on a knife. V'kayotzi b'zeh. And therefore that's not reflective of old tefillin being worn out past its prime. Or according to the other opinion in the Ramah, that the chadashim apsulim, because it's faulty leather, also the reason doesn't apply when it was torn by a knife. Even so, yesh lahachmer. Even so, yesh lahachmer, because they're not mechalek, lo plug, umikol makom, sidei b'sefer b'schei tshuva. However, the sefer b'schei tshuva says, the dibuk mahani im anu yoidim she'ena or mekuka. However, the b'schei tshuva has the following clar. And he says that in a case, though, where the tam doesn't apply, it just tore because of a knife. So there, for sure, gluing will help, because we know that the ore is not makukal. We know that the leather is not messed up, either from old age, according to the Shulchan Aruch, or from faulty leather, according to the opinion of the Ramah. So in those cases, dibuk, gluing will be okay. Even according to those that are noeg to make tefillin from one hide, from one skin, from one ore, in this case, they're makel that you would be able to glue it together. Chadoshim, Mishnah Berurah Hey, Chadoshim Ksherim, Vafilu Hakera Bishnei Abatim. He says, Chadoshim will be kosher, even if the tear is in both of these batim, on both the right and left side of those mini batim. It would still be ksherim, and it's in the Shulchan Aruch had gone on, next Mishnah Brura, that calls Mansha or Moshev Abatim Kayim, as long as the ore, the leather of the Moshev Batim of the Titura, and that's what the Mishnah Brura here says, Moshev Abatim. What ore is Kayam? Hainu HaTitora. Shabura says, we're talking about the Titora, the base. Abal Yosef. Now comes the base Yosef. Shabura now is going to quote the base Yosef, who brings a different opinion, which is actually the opinion brought down in the Ramah. So if you remember, the Ramah had said, according to the base Yosef, that the only time the keras are going to be okay in tefillin chadashim, the only time the tears are going to be okay in tefillin chadashim is if overall the batim akayame, meaning it is not torn on the outside, the overall bias is intact, it's just it's torn inside where it's not visible inside the mini batim, covered over by a full whole bias. The Shulchan Aruch did not mentioned that. He just talked about tears. It seemed to be, even if it's on the outside. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah now says, Aval Beis Yosef, continuing on in Sifka and Vav, Peirash, he explains, the Boish, you shleimin mikol atzdadin. He requires that it has to be shleimin from all sides on the outside. The lo machshirinan ella, he's only going to allow mashen nikra mibifnim. The only thing that's going to be allowed, according to this opinion of the Beis Yosef, is if the tear is inside, bein bayis labayis, inside the walls that are between the different batim, and not on the outside of the overall bayis. V'zeu gam kein das Ramah. And this is also the das of the Ramah, she'etiku la'alacha, that actually brought it la'alacha, right in the beginning of the Ramah, when he said, gam abatim tzrichim li'os kayamim. Right? Because of the gamma batim, srichim liyos kayamim, ela shenikru tsas. But it was only torn a little bit. That's what he means. Perish shenikru be bayis labayis. This means that it was torn a little bit between each of the batim. Aval hatzdadim, srichim liyos kayamim. About the sides that are outside, giving the overall bias its overall bias look, that anything on the outside has to be shleim according to his opinion. Ve'afilu kera bayis echad. And in this case, even if you have a tear on one of the batim, im nase me bechutz levad, according to his opinion, if it was done on the tear was on the outside of the bias, gam kein yesh lahachmir, you should be machmir, according to his opinion, according to the Ramah, and that's, I guess, Ashkenazim for sure, should be machmir. I don't know what the Sfarim do, but you should be machmir if the tear is on the outside of the bias. the Mishnah Berurah Zayin Lifsol b'shnehem. Let's go back to the Ramah, because the Ramah at the end said, right, v'yesh omim lehefech. Go back to the Ramah. V'yesh omim lehefech v'yishanim ksherim v'chadashim sulim. There are those that say the opposite, that an old tefillin is kosher, even if you have batim back to back next to each other torn. V'yishanim will be ksherim and chadashim sulim, because it's reflective of a faulty batim. So comes the Ramah after he says the opposite sheet of the Yishanim Ksherim Chadashim Psulim. V'nirali the Yesh LaHachmir Lifsol B'Shneim. He says, it appears to me the Ramah says you should be Machmir to Pasul in both, meaning that since there are two opinions, whether we're talking about the Chadashim Ksherim or the Yishanim Ksherim or the Chadashim Psulim or the Yishanim Psulim, so therefore he says any time you're going to have two batim next to each other that have tears, you will have to be machmir and pasos. Look at Mr. Brewer, lifsol b'shneim. Alkein yesh lifsol masher regilin ha-sofrim. Therefore, he says, you should pasol what the sofrim do. There are some sofrim, k'sha'osin arba batim, when they make the four batim, nosin osam b'tfus, they put them in a mold, chotchen mina or, and they, in order to make it square and tight, they cut a little bit from the leather, bein bias the bias between the batim, kadesh lo yinichva tzubolet, that said it won't go ahead and bloat out and not be square. It will stick out. So therefore they want to cut some of the leather on the inside. Umechupin, right, become a chatach, and what ends up happening is the place of the tear is covered from inside, so that on the outside it looks shalem, on the outside it looks totally whole, but inside it has the tears, and since these are batim that are next to each other, it's going to ipso facto be possible, if you're going to follow the Ramah, to be machmir bein yishanim bein chadashim. Ches, Mishnah Berurah Ches, habayit mispashe. This requires us to go back to the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'eluhem chadashim. Now the Shulchan Aruch, we're back in the Shulchan Aruch. Ve'eluhem chadashim. So what is chadashim? Right, going with the Shulchan Aruch, who says chadashim aksherim, what is chadashim? Kol zman shemayu moshchem osam beritzuos, if you pulled on it with the ritzuos, habayis mispashed. You have the ritzuos that are coming through the marvarta, and if you pull on it, the bias is going to be what? The bias is going to expand, v'niftach, and it's going to open. Then it's nikra chadash. That's going to be chadash. It may not niftach if it doesn't open when you pull on the ritzuos through the marvarta. Nikra yashan. So look at this. That's considered old. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Ches habayis mispashet. Zehu. What are we talking about here? That the bias is going to be mispashet if you pull on the ritzua that's going through the mavarta. Zeh lo osin. That's according to those she'osin ha-mavarta that make the mavarta me'a'or from the same leather she'asu imen ha-batim, from the same whole leather that they make the batim. Aval adidah, but according to us she'amavarta or b'vnei'atzmo, the mavarta right in the titora is a separate what? A separate leather from the bias. So ain't shayach v'markin. You can't use this as a criteria for what's considered a chadash. Finally, we finish up the Shulchan Aruch, back to the Shulchan Aruch, and the Skalkalu Shnaim Zeshalo Keneged Zeh. However, if what gets torn are two tefillin, mini batim of the tefillin Shel Rosh, that are not Keneged Zeh, for example, Rishon Ushlishi, the first mini bias and the third mini bias, with the second mini bias in between, then Ksherim Afilu Eim Yishanim. Then, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it's going to be Kasher, even if you're dealing with old tefillin. What's the reason for this? Because the only time it's going to passel is if they are batim that are next to each other. And therefore even Yishanim that would be passel when you had two next to each other will not be passel when you have two batim that are not next to each other. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. Rishon Ushlishi, Ritzon Oloma, this means to say, Debezem Mikri Zesh Lo Keneged Zeh. This is what's considered one not next to the other. Vafilu Nase Akera Ba'abayas Ashlishi. And even if the tear in the third and the third bias was in Shnei Defanosav, was on both walls, still going to be kosher. Because you have a whole mini bias that is mafsik, that is separating between the first and second mini, first and third mini bias. Aval nase hakera bias sheni yishlishi. But if the kera was in the second and third bias, after kera echad, even if one tera, as we said before, was the bias echad the yamino, was on the right side of the bias, the kera hasheni, and the second tera was the bias hasheni, was in the next bias on its left side, afal pi kain, even so, even though there are two walls that are tear-free, that's still mikri zek and eged zek, that's still considered one next to the other, came in the shnei abatim, since the two batim came smuchim la'adadi, since the batim are next to each other, kanomer le'el, like we said before, in sif katan, beit. And finally, like I said before, finally, but now we're going to finally, back to the Shulchan Aruch, and he says, in Miskalkalu Shlosha Batim, back last line of the Shulchan Aruch, if three batim got tears in it, Becholin, you know, no matter what, Psulim, Mr. Brua Yud, Shlosha Batim, Afil Bechol Kayas, Bias, even if in every bias, mini bias, Raktof and Echad, there was only one of the walls got torn, it's still going to be puzzle, Yud Aleph, Mr. Brua Yud Aleph, Becholinian, Balarab, what does Becholinian means? It's coming to include Afilu Chadashim, even brand new spanking tefillin, according to Shulchan Aruch, who he says Chadashim Ksherim, it's still going to be pasul Dechshanu Leel, where he says it's going to be kosher. The Shulchan Aruch B'Shtayim Afilu B'Zeh Tzalzeh, by two, even one next to the other. Mikom Makom, no matter what. B'Shlosha pasul, no matter what. Bein Chadashim, Bein Yeshanim. Ad Kan.